It's an early Saturday morning of 14th June 1941. It's been a year since the Soviet Union annexed Latvia and communist oppression is in full swing. The Cheka, the Soviet state security body, carries out the first deportation of locals, mainly families, including children and the elderly. More than 15,000 innocent people, the intelligentsia, politicians, businessmen, military officers and others are forced into cattle train cars. They are yet to discover their destination. It's the Gulag prison camps, death squads for men, and a forced permanent resettlement for their families in Siberia and Russia's Far East.
It took a month to get there, and people began dying along the way. Things were just horrific in our cattle train carriage.
That's 80-year-old Andris Eglītis. He was a 5-year-old boy when he was put on a cattle train with his mother and baby brother.
My brother died on the way. My mother didn't have anything to feed him. And all those little children under the age of 2, all of them died.
Eglītis and his mother were sent to Tyukdet. It's a village in Siberia, a vast territory of taiga and lowland in Russia, almost 5,000 kilometers away from Latvia. His mother was forced into hard labor. They had barely anything to eat and every day was a struggle for survival. Eglītis says that people died of starvation, exhaustion and disease.
We picked nettles and boiled them, and sometimes local Russians gave us vegetable peelings. The worst thing was that it was June, and by the time we reached Siberia, it was already too late to plant any potatoes. But we managed to get potatoes the second year, which was a blessing.
It was only several years later that Eglītis, a 10-year-old boy, managed to return to Latvia with a number of other children. But not for long, as the Cheka carried out the second deportation of Latvians in March 1949. This time more than 42,000 people were deported from the Soviet Latvia. The whole family of Dagnija Liepiņa was among them. Liepiņa is now a pensioner and she looks through an album of family photos. At the time of the deportations, she was 4 years old.
At the time, I wasn't aware of the fact that we were actually in prison. You couldn't go anywhere. It was really awful. But we somehow survived, thanks to my mother. All of us children pulled through.
After 7 years, Liepiņa's family was allowed to leave Siberia. They returned to Latvia in 1956, though they were considered social outcasts and Liepiņa's parents had to work in collective farming and road maintenance works. She says that it's still very painful and difficult to speak about those experiences, and it's a heavy cross to bear. Ines Dreimane is a historian at the Museum of Occupation of Latvia.
Deportations affected all levels of society. In fact, in most families, somebody was deported. If not a mother or a father, then a relative who either didn't return or who came back having to live with the stigma of having been a deportee.
Now, the first Latvian movie showing the deportations is being shown in the country's cinemas. The Chronicles of Melanie is based on a personal story of Melāna Ivanaga, a Latvian writer who was deported with her son to Siberia. She managed to survive the 16-year-long ordeal and later described her experience in a book. Dzintra Geka is a TV director and has made a number of documentaries about Latvians in Siberia. Geka says that Melanie, the main hero, embodies the mothers and grandmothers of many Latvians.
The movie is a very vivid work in an artistic sense. It doesn't really portray the real village of Tyukdet, which is still quite a big place. But the film conveys a very strong artistic message to audiences, both young and old, and especially to those who don't know anything about the deportations in Siberia.
Geka adds that it's best to read the book first before watching the movie, as the text gives a lot of detail about the harshness of life in Siberia for the Latvian deportees. However, she says that it's a great achievement for Latvia that finally, 25 years after the collapse of the Soviet regime, such a movie has been produced about one of the darkest chapters in the country's history. Andris Eglītis and Dagnija Liepiņa are of the same opinion. Besides, the movie, adds Eglītis, is another step forward in showing that the communist regime of the Soviet Union was just as ruthless as Nazi Germany. Jadars Ģēozes, DW, Riga.